This is program number LW2591. What some kids won't do to get attention. I say what kids won't do. I know some grown-ups who pulled some real stunts just to get attention. Hi, this is Larry West. Did you hear of the Louisiana fellow who won a lot of fame by pulling a most unusual trick? He caught a grape in his mouth at a distance of 252 feet. Then there was the gal who yodeled nonstop for a record-breaking 6 hours. She got a lot of attention. There was the fellow who spit a watermelon seed 59 feet, 1.5 inches. He got a lot of attention. He became a world champion in his own category. It's the kids who will do almost anything to get attention, like the kid on the block who swallows live worms, or who swings upside down from the tallest tree, or who coolly plunges downhill on a weaving skateboard. They get the attention. But let me tell you about some adults. I call them adults. Maybe I should say they're just grown-ups. What they do to get attention may not be too adult. Maybe you've heard of the legendary Sam Patch, who lived way back in the 1800s. He had an affinity for waterfalls, and in 1829, he leaped about 125 feet into that swirl at the bottom of the falls and bobbed up alive. He got a lot of attention. I mean, scores of people rushed and jammed each other all up just to get a sight of Sam diving into a waterfall. But that attention Sam wanted became expensive. One day he leaped into the Genesee Falls at Rochester, New York, and they didn't find his body for 4 months. A French tightrope walker named Blondin was just about as bad. He stretched a 3-inch rope between the United States and Canada high over Niagara Falls. And in the summers of 1859 and 1860, Blondin walked that tightrope. He walked it backwards. He walked it blindfolded. He walked it after dark. Sometimes he even carried a man on his back across it. And who that was, I haven't found out yet. Maybe the piggyback rider wanted a little attention for himself. Anyway, Blondin got the attention. He became famous for what he had done. Maybe you remember Philippe Petit, a French tightrope walker who just a few years ago stretched a cable between the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. Then he slowly inched out over the yawning city. Office workers gasped at this tiny figure teetering 110 stories up. Well, Petit was an instant hero, and he went on to top billing with the Ringling Brothers Circus. He got a lot of attention. One morning in 1977, a man named George Willing walked up to one of the buildings of the World Trade Center and just began to climb up the outside of it, just like a fly would a wall. He used specially designed mountain climbing equipment that slotted in the grooves made for window washing machines. He went all the way up. He got a lot of attention. He was threatened with a $250,000 suit, but he got a lot of attention. What is it that motivates people to do such things? Is it the desire to get a little attention? What kids won't do to get it? What grown-ups won't do to get it? Ever felt lost in a crowd? Unnoticed in a crowd? Ever felt like there's just too much going on and too many people for even God to notice you? Lots of people do feel that way, you know. A long time ago, Jesus Christ was walking through a crowd one day, and there was a woman who was, as the Bible puts it, subject to bleeding, and she had suffered a great deal. She was in that crowd, unnoticed, and she needed Jesus in a special way. Would he notice her? She didn't think so, but she knew that he had the power to heal her sickness. So, she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I'll be healed. She rushed up, reached through the crowd, and touched just his garment. Did he notice? Well, the Bible says that he turned around in that crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "Everybody's touching you," they said. "Yeah, but only one touched him who had a special need." And he noticed. And Jesus turned to give that woman what she really needed the most. He gave her his attention. Listen, today you've got God's attention. You've got God's attention. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? And in it we talk about what God has done for you. You have God's attention. Write me for it. It's free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.